Do you want to feel alive?
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Whiskey.
And I'm Charlie.
And this is Whiskey and Charlie.
On the bricks.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about, well, today is Thanksgiving,
yeah.
So we're going to talk about some Thanksgiving trivia.
Gobble, 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 tell you wobble, wobble, wobble.
So we found, well, Whiskey found a list online.
I found multiple lists. There are plenty of trivia facts and trivia games, but this one is probably the most relevant because it was from this year. So I'm going to go with that, and it's Good Housekeeping's, what is it, 25 best?
25 fun facts.
To impress your friends.
To impress your friends mm-hmm. this holiday.
Yeah. Some of them aren't so impressive.
Yes, some of them are just, yeah, so.
Yeah.
They,
they're fun.
Diving right in, number one, the first Thanksgiving was actually a three-day affair.
I like this. I feel like anybody who's married or has, like, step-parents or, you know, bigger families, it's always, like, a multiple-day affair, right?
Yeah.
So that they were just starting the trend early.
Yeah, so. Their corn harvest in 1621 was so bountiful that Governor William Bradford reportedly invited the Plymouth colonists' Native American allies to enjoy the fruits of their labor, and it lasted for three full days.
Yeah, there's so much food, they just said, hey, let's keep on partying.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Party like a pilgrim.
Right? That's what I say. Plus, you know, all that food. Mm. It takes at least 3 days to get through everything.
I think, yeah, there have been some meals where it definitely takes days to mm-hmm. eat all of the leftovers.
Right, because inevitably you're always overcooking.
Yep.
You know, like my mom was saying, it was so depressing for her to buy like just six potatoes for Thanksgiving this year. Because it's just her, my dad, and my sister, and my niece instead of all of us.
Yeah.
And she said it was the most depressing thing, and she's like, well, should I buy more?
Just to have?
Just to have. No. So, number two, this really kind of isn't that much of a surprise to me, but the colonists and Native Americans may not have had a turkey at their feast. They inevitably had lobster, seal, swan, and the natives brought at least five deer to the celebration. So, there's plenty of meat, it just was not of the turkey variety.
Yeah, so.
Which, go us, because we are also not partaking in a turkey this year.
Yeah, we're doing a beef Wellington.
Yes, I'm very excited.
So,
love me some red meat.
So, number three, parts of Plymouth, Massachusetts still look like they did back in the 17th century. So, apparently there's the Plymouth Plantation,
mm-hmm.
and it stays true to its historic roots. And it's, I guess...
You can go there.
You can order tickets yeah. to attend a Thanksgiving dinner. I imagine that would probably be like, probably be a whole affair.
I love living in the I love history, but I love living in the modern age where, I don't know, I just feel like things are, I guess the food there would be safe.
I'm sure they have to meet health standards.
I'm sure they do. So, I don't like eating outdoors.
So number four. Thomas Jefferson refused to declare Thanksgiving a holiday, so he
rocky old dude.
He stood so firmly on the separation of church and state that he refused to recognize the event.
Of course, is it a religious thing?
I
know the Pilgrims were religious, but it wasn't kind of like they weren't thinking God, they were just thinking, well, maybe they were thinking
I guess that's for Thomas Jefferson to decide if he felt it was a religious holiday, but... Because of that, he refused to recognize it, and so it happened, I'm certain, just without him declaring it. But then, when Abraham Lincoln came around, it was declared a national holiday.
I knew I liked him.
So,
you know. Of course, back in the day with Thomas Jefferson, they didn't really have to worry about, like, days off of work as much as we do now. I don't think the workforce was quite as...
Showing up to 9-to-5 corporate jobs.
Yeah. It wasn't quite like it was today.
They didn't do that back then.
No, how rude.
So the woman behind Mary Had a Little Lamb is also responsible for Thanksgiving's recognition as a national holiday. Sarah Josepha Hale convinced President Abraham Lincoln to officially declare Thanksgiving a national holiday after 3 decades of persistent lobbying.
Oh my gosh. So she was very serious about this, wasn't she?
Yeah, she... Well, she was driven.
I kind of thank her, because this is actually probably, now you know I'm a Christmas freak, but this is actually probably my favorite holiday, because it's the one holiday nobody expects anything from anyone other than just to show up and have a good meal. I kind of like that about this holiday. It's very just all about just being together.
Yeah.
Rather than presents or costumes or, you know, whatnot, outdoing one another.
Yeah.
It's just about showing up.
And so apparently in 1863, after he received her last letter, he just sat down and wrote the proclamation that declared it as a national holiday.
Well, I'm glad he took the time out of the Civil War duties to
do that. Persisted through the Civil War. She just...
Go girl.
She didn't stop.
She knew what she wanted. She knew it. The first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade didn't actually feature any balloons, which I think would just be really sad, because that's my favorite part. But in 1924, they didn't have the balloons. They just...
They used puppets on top of the floats.
Yeah.
They, of course, had Santa Claus, singers, and...
It was still just this grand thing, probably not as grand as it is now, but it was still this grand celebration and grand party, but they just left out the balloons, which, honestly, I love them. They are my favorite part, but maybe it would save them so much stress if they didn't have them in the parade, because I know the winds, some years, they're just more trouble than it's worth, I think.
But, yeah.
But they are fun.
Well, and in 1927, German-American illustrator Tony Starg, he was featured in Good Housekeeping, had a passion for puppetry, and so in 1927, he used that talent to make some amazing floats come to life on the with the balloons.
Good for him, because like I said, my favorite thing. And then if you, I implore you to go look at a picture, like Google a picture of the first balloon floats or balloon things at Macy's Day Parade. They're fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't look like, it's not Elmo. It's
no,
it's
but it was
not
like
Big Bird. It's they're
this
fun.
One shows like a fish. I'm guessing a cow.
Yeah, they're supposed
to
be
like
animals.
A cow that looks like a piece of bread or a loaf of bread.
Oh, kind of like how our dog looks like a loaf of bread.
Our dog looks like
one. Yeah.
And there's like a chef in the back. So, but
they're
they were just hovering right above the people carrying them. They weren't 60 feet in the air like they ever
have. Probably smart, because those ones that get too high.
Well, it's had its problems.
So this next one, I kind of don't see why it was a big deal, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
In 1939, Thanksgiving was celebrated on the third Thursday of November and not the fourth. And President Roosevelt did this almost as if he was predicting the future with Black Friday. But he did this with the mindset that if we did it on the third Wednesday, not the fourth, we'd have an extra 7 days for the shopping season. Therefore, it would boost the economy. Fair enough. I mean, that was like...
Yeah.
We're getting out of the depression. We want to keep going, you know, keep boosting our economy. But apparently...
So many people had an issue with that.
A lot of people were angry. Especially football coaches who already had their Thanksgiving Day games planned.
Yep.
And people who made calendars were very upset, because they were already printed and set and ready to go out. So it lasted for a few years, and officially in 1942, they put it back.
Yep, 1942, it was reverted. So,
however, I think I would like it back on the third instead of the fourth.
Yeah, it doesn't. For me, it's just a day off of work. So.
Right. I know, I just...
A Thanksgiving Day, or Thanksgiving mix-up, inspired the first TV dinners. So in 1953, a Swanson employee accidentally ordered a colossal shipment of Thanksgiving turkeys, 260 tons, to deal with the excess.
Can you imagine? Explaining to your boss?
I imagine he probably just was like trying to order 260 turkeys, and it ended up being tons. And they just cut a purchase order.
Something I would do.
Yeah, so to deal with the excess, they cooked the turkey, and inspired by the prepared food served on airplanes, he came up with the idea of filling 5,000 aluminum trays with turkey, along with cornbread, dressing, gravy, peas, and sweet potatoes. And they sold those meals for 98 cents, and that's what inspired the TV dinners. And so in that first year, over 10 million were sold, and a whole industry was born.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
First, his boss was probably really angry, but then later on, probably like, just, this man was genius.
Yeah, loved it. So,
I mean, TV dinners are a staple in America. I don't know how much Europeans enjoy TV dinners, or if they don't, or even in the Asian countries, but in America, TV dinners are a staple. I mean, in the 50s, it was very iconic to be sitting in front of the TV and have your kids on the floor, and then you with your TV trays eating dinner, watching TV. It was a huge thing, so that's kind of cool. But, they were only 98 cents.
Yeah, but you got to figure that was back in the 50s, so that was
I bet
was probably about $5 now.
I bet you those TV dinners compared to today's TV
dinners were actual, actual food, yeah. You think?
It wasn't like this mush that was supposed to be barbecue ribs. And you're like, that's, I don't know where that came from, but that's not barbecue ribs.
So every year, Americans prepare 46 million turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Not I.
Well, just this year. I mean, we've done turkey in the past, but
no, honestly, when it's been us just doing Thanksgiving, think back to it. I think only twice have we ever done, of course, we've only done Thanksgiving like four times for ourselves, but we haven't done turkey too often because I am not a fan. I just don't like it. It's a little
That's
dry.
Fine. Yeah.
Well, it's not even dry if it's cooked right. It's just, I'm not a fan of the...
I think the best turkey is sliced deli meat turkey.
Yeah, I can do that for sure, but no.
I like turkey legs, but they're, you know, like it's just, it's not something I just die for.
No, I always made my mom always make sure she had a ham.
Yeah.
Like she'd always do the big turkey and then have a ham for me because I just wasn't a huge fan of turkey.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Right.
So apparently on Christmas, an additional 22 million families have an additional turkey.
Right. Turkey seems to be pretty popular for Christmas. Again, we've never done a turkey on Christmas when it's just us. My mom usually does a turkey and a ham. I mean, the same. Pretty much there's a holiday where family comes over and it's either ham or turkey.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Unless someone's requested something special for their birthdays. But I just don't get the turkey thing.
So, not everybody, of course, eats turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And
weirdos.
88% of Americans do, apparently, eat turkey. The rest have different meal options. So, like we said, this year we're doing a beef Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think we did a, didn't we? It was in a London broil.
That was Christmas. Christmas, we did London broil.
What did we do last year? We did brisket or something, didn't we?
Yeah, we didn't do turkey last year.
Yeah. This is year two without turkey.
No, this is year three.
Is it?
Yes. There was a 1 year. I'll tell us about the 1 year later. Our first Thanksgiving together in Germany.
Well, yeah. That year was... Okay.
That was a fun one. But no, there are those that do the vegetarian, like the tofurkey. Yeah, I can't even say that. But anyway, they do that, or I know a lot of Italian families do their lasagnas, or, you know, spaghetti with meatballs kind of things. I say, you know, make your own tradition. Live it up.
Yep.
You know? I don't know. Some people are like, you can't have Thanksgiving without turkey. I'm like, well, I can.
Well, it's, you know, some people are just deeply rooted in their traditions like that, so.
I know. Well, I that's really weird, because I am a very traditions kind of person, but I just hate turkey. I'm sorry.
So on Thanksgiving, some meals are calculated to have up to 229 grams of fat in them. That's a lot to consume.
I know, but like us today as a family, I told the kids, I'm like, so pretty much after lunch, I'm not feeding you so we can save room for tomorrow. I fed them, don't worry, I ordered pizza. But I like to save my carbs and save my calories for Thanksgiving Day. But then come to find out, as soon as I sit down at the Thanksgiving dinner, I've starved myself all morning and afternoon.
No, you can't
eat. And now I can't eat. It happens to me every flippin' year.
That's why you just wake up, eat a regular breakfast, have a light lunch, and
Right.
So, America's first turkey trot took place more than 100 years ago.
What's a turkey trot?
Hosted by the local YMCA in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, a running
team. Had six runners. Mm-hmm. Only four of them made it to the finish line. One runner dropped out when his late breakfast refused to keep it mm-hmm. in its proper place.
Yep.
Another just stopped after 2 miles.
And then the other four made it.
Yep. So today, turkey trots are a much bigger deal. In 2018, more than 1 million people were slated to finish one giant Thanksgiving race, and around 1,000 turkey trots took place around the country.
And look at me, I just learned what a turkey trot is.
Yeah.
I'm not a runner. I don't understand people who run for fun. I just don't.
I used to enjoy running.
I know, and I didn't understand you.
Well, just, that's fine.
I like the idea of running, I really do, but I just, when I try and do it, it just doesn't count. So the runners actually... The runners at Dallas Turkey Trot set a world record by dressing up as turkeys.
In 2011?
Yeah. Runners at the YMCA Turkey Trot in Dallas, Texas, dressed up and in droves set a Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as turkeys. In total, 661 people came wearing the feathered finest.
That's awesome.
That is hilarious.
Congratulations.
I think that's awesome. Like, if you're going to do something...
Do it. Go all in. Yeah.
Like, that's like cosplaying while you're running. I love it. I see that. I can get behind.
Apparently, the turkeys pardoned by the president go on to live fulfilling lives. So, the turkey pardoned by George Bush in 1989. After he noticed pardoned the first turkey in 1989. After he noticed a 50-pound bird at his official Thanksgiving proclamation. Looked a little nervous.
Aww.
Every president has upheld the tradition ever since, but what happens to that turkey, or that lucky bird? In 2005 and 2009, the turkeys went to Disneyland and Walt Disney World parks to serve as grand marshal for their annual Thanksgiving parades.
Are you kidding me?
Did I ever tell you about the turkeys we had in Baghdad
on Thanksgiving? No, you had turkeys in Baghdad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so they were dead.
No, they were alive.
They were alive?
Yeah, we'd built a huge pen. It was like 12 feet long. Like 5 feet wide. We had three turkeys in there.
Did you pardon any of them?
Nope. They all ended up being Thanksgiving dinner.
Were they local?
I don't know.
I'm just really curious because I know turkeys are not originally from America.
Yeah. So. They were proper turkeys. I mean, we used to go by and we'd feed them little pieces of bread and corn and stuff.
Aww. Yeah. I don't know. Were they males or females?
Did
they gobble?
This was... 16 years ago, I don't remember.
Okay, well, only, fun fact, only male turkeys go gobble, gobble, gobble. Females usually cackle, which I think is very suiting for us, especially, because I cackle, and I don't know if you really gobble, but...
No.
We'll say you gobble, but I'm a cackler, but, yeah, and the turkey, the male turkeys are the, they're like the peacocks, where the males are the prettier ones than the females, because they have to attract their mates.
Yep, so that's my little... We never pardoned the turkeys, they became dinner.
Fair enough.
So anyway.
Fair enough.
Turkeys are kind of named after the country.
I seriously, for the longest time, thought Turkey and Hungary were made up names from, like, Americans just
naming it. I was like, yes. We'll name this one Turkey.
Right? It just... In my little tiny brain.
So while they're not from Turkey,
no.
During the reign of the Ottoman Empire, a bird called a guinea fowl, which mm-hmm. bears a striking resemblance to the American turkey, was imported to Europe from its native North Africa. Because the birds came from Turkish lands, Europeans called them the turkey cock
and
turkey hen, which settlers in the Americas began... sending similar-looking birds back to Europe, the name had already stuck.
Oh, so maybe turkeys are...
Native to American. I think they are.
Did you know turkeys fly?
Yeah, they just don't like to.
I did not know this for the longest time.
They're not a flightless bird.
I didn't. I thought they were. I thought they were like penguins.
No, they just prefer not to fly.
It is crazy. Because when we went up to Orofino, Idaho, I saw turkeys fly. Mm-hmm. And it blew... my mind.
Yeah, they've got a pretty decent wingspan too.
They do. They're huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And it's kind of like mesmerizing to see a turkey fly. because they're not little birds.
No.
I mean, even compared to the bald eagle, they're not.
No.
They're bigger. They're fatter. Yeah. Those things can fly, and it is so cool. So most Americans, and I'm agreeing with this one because I am like this, they prefer Thanksgiving leftovers than the actual meal.
It is better.
Mm-hmm. Something about the day later.
Yep.
I don't know.
Flavors seem to set in a little bit better.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. It's had more time to just like...
Yep. So what's your favorite?
My favorite.
Leftover.
You taught me this, and it's an open-faced sandwich. So you want a good, like, either a roll from dinner or like a thick Texas toast kind of piece of bread.
Thick.
And then you layer it on. You layer on the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the cranberry sauce. You lay it all on.
All of it.
I kind of keep the green beans off of there, the veggie.
That's fair.
Yeah. But you put it all on there, you warm it up in the microwave, and you eat it with a knife and a fork, and it's just so flipping good.
It is.
Like, I never in my life would have thought to do this until you... I mean, we'd been married for like 10 years before you introduced me to this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so good. So good. I don't know. What's your favorite?
I like... Most commonly, I like to just take the roll and tear it open, put some mashed potatoes on the bottom, put some turkey and cranberry sauce on that, and then just close it. Yeah, and just eat it that way.
That's
good. It's a nice little sandwich.
Right.
But salt again, and pepper on it.
Again, the leftovers. I think because we're not worried about being so formal.
Yeah.
The next day that we can just kind of eat it however we like.
Yeah, turkey definitely tastes better with the other food, in my opinion.
Right, turkey by itself is kind
of... Turkey's more of a sandwich meat than a...
It kind of is. Sorry, I have the...
Than a main course.
Right? Oh, gosh, I can feel all the caffeine run through my body. Sorry, I've been drinking caffeine all day.
So apparently the Butterball Turkey talk lines answer almost 100,000 calls each season.
This just makes me giggle.
So 100,000 calls are coming in for people asking how to make turkey, how to
do it, how to fix
prepare,
it.
How to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We even have a 24-hour text message hotline if you need it.
Yep. They have, it's called their their Cooking Crisis Management Team.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, they can even tell you what to do if your oven starts on fire.
On fire.
That would have been helpful for me the other day.
when you lit our oven on fire?
Yeah, I did. But no, I think that's great they offer that. I just find it so funny, and I know people do this because I've watched my parents over the years. They make the turkey, they make the ham every year, and every year. How do we do that? No, I don't know. You do it. No, I don't. How do I do that? Just like, come on. But I can't fault them because... I swear every time I go to make a squash or something, I call my dad. I'm like, Dad, how do I do this? So it's just something in our brains when we make it once a year. It doesn't stick as well.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. So it's kind of cool that Butterball offers that service.
Mm. So apparently Canada also celebrates Thanksgiving, but it's on the second Monday of October. And it's to celebrate the feast... It commemorates a feast between English explorer Martin Frobisher and his crew after they successfully sailed from England to the Canadian territory in 1578.
Well, there you go. I think that's awesome.
Both meals are kind of centered around the turkey and very similar menus. So,
I think it would be, just because proximity to America, I could see that the meal would be very similar.
They both have festive parades. In Canada, the biggest one is the Kitchener-Waterloo Oktoberfest, and in America, it's the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, which I am so excited to get up early and watch the Macy's. I'm glad that they're still doing it. With COVID and all that, they are still putting on a parade. I know it's going to be a little different. I would have been even fine if they just took old reels, even going back to the first one they had recorded, and just put that on TV. That would have, like, satisfied me.
But yeah.
I can't have Thanksgiving without that parade. I remember.
Well, that's fair. It's a tradition.
It is a tradition. And when we were in Germany, we didn't get it. The AFN network didn't produce or broadcast the Macy's parade. And I was so heartbroken.
I remember that.
So heartbroken. So.
So there are four places in the United States that bear the name Turkey. According to the U.S. Census, there are also four places in the United States bearing the name Cranberry. Mm-hmm. And a grand total of 34 with the name Plymouth.
Well, Plymouth I can see, because that's not... I know I should associate Plymouth with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I don't. I think I'm so far disconnected from history to just... It's just a holiday. But Cranberry and turkey. You got to be a real big fan.
Well, can you just imagine, like, moving to a town named Cranberry?
You'd have to like cranberries.
I would just... You know, we've lived in some, I guess, interesting names when you come to find the history of them, but it's just... Cranberry is just such a different type of city name, in my opinion.
Do you think they're named Cranberry because they're famous for growing cranberries?
Could be.
Rather than Thanksgiving?
Could be.
Because that would make more sense to me.
I don't know.
Because cranberries, like...
If any of you listening are from a city named Cranberry, why is your city named Cranberry?
And tell me, do you all have healthy urinary tract systems?
The healthiest.
The healthiest, the cleanest. Just carrying, well, because cranberry's good for that, sorry.
So Americans eat an estimated 50 million pumpkin pies on Thanksgiving.
Not me. I'm not one of the 50 million. You are.
I am. I love
pumpkin pie. I know, I made pumpkin two. Pie. I made two for you. I love pumpkin pie, and I used to be able to eat it, but in the last 5 years, no, 7 years, it's been since I had Alpha, it makes my tongue swell up and go itchy.
Yep. I think it's the nutmeg.
Probably, yes, it is the nutmeg, because there's other pies that I can't have and other things with nutmeg that just, kind of makes me sad, because I love nothing more than going to my grandma's house on Thanksgiving, and she would make pumpkin pie, right, and then homemade whipped cream, like fresh whipped cream, and there'd always be like a 2-to-1 ratio, two servings of whipped cream versus
for one piece of pie.
Yes, and it was so good. She would like sweeten the whipped cream just so perfect. Her or my grandpa, I can't remember. I think it was my grandpa that whipped the cream. But it was so perfect. So good. I miss it.
Yeah, I remember growing up, we used to take the little jar and spray it out, and that was perfect.
You were a spray whipped cream kid.
I always have been.
That's what's wrong with you. That's what's wrong with you.
Let's be fair, there's plenty more that's wrong with me.
At least you weren't a Cool Whip kid.
Well, we had plenty of Cool Whip.
Well, yeah, Cool Whip has its purpose, but not on pumpkin pie.
Yeah. It goes
on Jell-O.
It really, I don't think we were very discriminate. It was just whatever was we would, that's how we were raised. Well, heathens.
Lucky for you, you're married to me, and I'm going to make you fresh whipped cream. And sweeten it.
Lucky indeed.
Yes. Shut up. Oh my goodness, the black eye you'll have tomorrow. Okay, so Black Friday, of course, is not only the busiest shopping day, it is also the busiest day for plumbers in the year. And
go easy on your plumbing systems, people.
Right, it's not just the toilets, which toilets are on here.
It's garbage disposals.
Garbage disposals and drains and sinks, so yeah, they're getting called out for everything, so...
But that's why they charge double and triple time on Thanksgiving
and
holidays.
Them.
No?
I don't blame them. I think that's fair.
I agree.
They're being pulled away from their family to fix your stuff, your pooper. So I would charge double. I would charge double just because I had to fix the pooper.
Well, it's not like they're underpaid. Plumbers are very well compensated.
I hope so. I think that's a job that deserves to be compensated.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few jobs like sports people don't deserve it, but plumbers, yeah, they do. All right, so that being said, also, over 32 million people begin their Black Friday shopping on Thanksgiving, which I have been guilty of that. I can say that, and I've dragged Charlie out with me.
Mm-hmm.
We have not, however, done Black Friday shopping in...
Forever.
I want to say 6 years.
Which is awesome.
Right? I used to get the high from Black Friday shopping, and I'd go out early at like midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning and stand in lines at Toys R Us and whatnot with my sisters. And then we'd fight our way through the crowds at Walmart. And I used to get the rush, the high from it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't miss it.
Well, and Black Friday still draws the biggest shopping crowds with 115 million people. Almost 69% of Americans chase the deals.
Every year.
Like a retail-driven Olympic sport, it says.
Oh, and it is. And people, you will see the ugliest side.
Buck wild.
You will see the ugliest side of people on Black Friday.
Absolutely.
Ugliest. And it's horrible.
Like, there have been a few situations where I'm surprised we didn't end up hurting people.
Well, that's why I used to take you for protection, and then I realized I'm probably going to get more trouble
if you had to
defend me. So I stopped taking you. No, we just stopped going. It's crazy. It's kind of...
It is.
I
personally kind of detest Black Friday.
I don't detest it. I just detest people's actions on Black Friday.
Well, I just think it's unnecessary.
Well, yeah. And, you know, you're still overpaying for product, even though it's really dropped down.
Yeah, you're not You're still paying a healthy profit for the company, yeah. You know. But anyway.
But I'm just curious how Black Friday is going to look this year.
I don't know.
Because I don't know
I've been curious about that too.
Where you guys are at, where you're listening, but I know where we're at, Colorado's pretty... I mean, we're having, like, cases.
Yeah.
Cases, and our hospitals are overflowing right now with COVID. So I'm just curious if people are going to...
Oh, I'm 100% certain people are going to go out and Black Friday shop. It's inevitable.
It is, but I've kind of liked how some stores this year have been doing their Black Friday deals all month long.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good enough.
To try and break the crowds down, yeah.
Yeah, just trying to divert from that situation. So hopefully that helps. And if you do go out, please be courteous and kind. And the toaster, the TV, not worth it.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Well, and, you know, I mean, that's what I don't appreciate is you have to be out here at midnight in order to get the deal. Like, it's just, that's kind of irresponsible on retailers, in my opinion.
It creates the problems. It does. Well, and keeping it on the dark side here, we're going to talk about the Thanksgiving history. It's not as rosy and sunny as, you know, storybooks like to tell us.
Well, and Thanksgiving wasn't necessarily a peaceful event. You know, the pilgrims...
It wasn't entirely peaceful.
Arrived. There were years of conflict that took place between European settlers and the Wampanoag people, the local native tribes that resulted in deaths of millions of native people.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason the pilgrims could even settle Plymouth was because the local native population was devastated by disease, effectively a plague that the European settlers had brought with them.
Mm.
And so, kind of on a lighter note, since 1970, people gather on the last Thursday of November at the top of Coles Hill, which overlooks Plymouth Rock, to commemorate a national day of mourning. So I appreciate that they do that.
Yeah, because it is... The history's ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I want to be like, shame on you all, these new settlers. Of course, the settlers made the way for my families to come a couple hundred years later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 1800s. But anyways, so I love living in America. I love the land that I live on. I just kind of wish we could have done it in a better way.
Yeah, that wasn't really Europeans' way back then, though.
No.
So.
No.
Fortunately, we're a lot more civilized now as a whole, I think humanity is.
I hope so.
So to tell the tale of our first Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. My favorite Thanksgiving memory.
In Germany.
So we...
2002?
2003. 2002.
Two.
It was the year we were married.
Yeah.
So you had been in country since... Was it October or September?
September.
So you'd been in Germany since September. We were married in March of that year.
Yeah.
And I saw you a total of...
Like 45 minutes.
No, I think there was 14 days. 14 days. I saw you a total of 14 days from when we were married until I flew out to Germany.
To Germany.
In November.
Yeah.
So...
And we had... Like, you came out, it was like November 11th or 12th.
No. It was like November 20th.
And no, it was, I'm pretty sure it was the first week or two of November, because I remember they rushed to get us housing,
mm-hmm.
and We'd only been in our apartment for like a few days. Yeah.
Well, we hadn't been in there long, and I was still jet lagged, so it hadn't been more than a week.
Yeah.
It had not been more than a week. And we were, you know, so tired.
No furniture. We were hanging out on the floor watching a movie.
We had the one couch from the Army rental store.
Yeah.
That, like, squeaked every time you moved on it. It was horrible. He did go out and buy just a little TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little TV and a little TV stand and my DVD player. And I made sure I brought over my favorite Christmas movies. Those, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all that. So we were watching those and you were being such a good sport, but we were so tired that we're like, oh, we'll just do pot pies.
Yeah. So turkey pot pies from the PX.
They were at least turkey. We walked down to the little, it wasn't even a proper PX. It was a shopette. Yeah. It was a shopette. It was just like this little teeny shack. So we got us some frozen pot pies and we went home and turned on our Easy Bake Oven.
Well, it was a German oven.
It was a proper oven, but I laughed because it was the size of an Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
We turn it on, and next thing we know, we woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the oven was still going, and the pot pies were just sitting on the counter.
The pot pies were sitting on the counter. We fell asleep. Didn't put them in the oven.
Yeah, missed the whole thing.
Yeah, it was. So then we just decided to turn off the oven and go back to bed.
But it's still, I know it's just silly and stupid. Nothing eventful happened, but it was just one of those. It's one of my favorite.
We'll never forget it.
Yeah,
so.
Favorite Thanksgiving memories. So.
Well, I hope that all of you that listen today
or whenever you have listened to it,
enjoy or have enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday. And, you know, remember to just be safe if you're going out Black Friday shopping. You know, the deals aren't worth hurting somebody or yourself over. And, you know, be safe. Be mindful, I guess, of the food you're eating. You know, overconsumption is definitely not
careful.
You don't want that to be the top of your list, you know.
Count to 30 between each bite.
You don't want to go out choking or with a with a heart attack or coronary because you you're hoarding food.
Yeah.
So
just be safe.
Be safe. Enjoy your holiday, and yeah, we'll be back Monday, and I think we're going to talk about imposter syndrome.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one
on Monday.
Our mental health podcast. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. So, enjoy your holiday.
Yeah. Go find that Yeti.
Go find your Yeti. If you'd like to hear more of our episodes, please check out our website at whiskeyandcharlie.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you'd like to hear us speak about a certain topic or subject, please feel free to contact us through our website. And you can look forward to hearing new episodes Mondays and Thursdays. Thank you. Hey everyone, remember that Whiskey and I are not medical professionals. We're not aiming to offer you any medical advice. We're here to entertain, and if you do need any medical help, please seek it out from a medical professional. Thank you, and go find your Yeti.